Are our hearts clear? Maybe the most common image of living through the days and months and years of our lives is to speak of it as a journey. Probably the most common metaphor in the Bible for the life of faith, the spiritual life, is journey, beginning with the call of Abraham to leave behind everything he knew and to follow God into the new life which is being offered to him. We see it used often in what we call our Old Testament, the children of Israel. And this particular passage that we just heard from the prophet Isaiah is about traveling, in a way, if you think about it. It's about making this journey through life. And it speaks of three pretty clear ways of traveling: flying, running, and walking. And we'll all have seasons of those three things. The other thing that just occurred to me as I was listening to Linda read is that it begins by speaking about the Lord, the creator of the universe. There's no lack of power there. This is the one who, I suppose scientists would say something like, from the initial singularity and then the Big Bang and this universe becoming what it is with the vastness and the incomprehensible variety in it and life itself and finally your life and my life here on the earth. The one who made all that and keeps it going, that's the one to whom we are praying here. There's no lack of power there. So the Lord doesn't grow weary, the prophet says. People do. Even young men grow weary, faint along the way. And then here's the key. But those who hope in the Lord, that's the translation you had, and often it says, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. To speak of waiting upon the Lord, to say that we hope in the Lord, means very simply that we choose to trust in God's trustworthiness, to depend upon God's dependability, and to have faith in God's faithfulness. To fulfill God's promises to us, to renew our strength. That's what we do here every week in a sense, isn't it? Especially during our little period of open worship that we have every week, that we are waiting upon the Lord. We are hoping in the Lord, hoping to hear a word from the Lord, hoping to receive some strength from the Lord so that we can continue the journey. Those who wait upon the Lord, they're the ones who will renew their strength. They will mount up like with wings like eagles. We have our days of flying, don't we? Days when it seems like we're soaring on cloud nine. Thank God for those days. I think about the ones I've had. Probably the biggest one was the day my daughter was born. I think I've shared with some of you, I was babbling on about her in the elevator with strangers that day as we were coming and going from the hospital. Have you had days when maybe your wedding, the birth of your children, a graduation, maybe it was just a time of being together with the people that you love. Maybe it was just that time when something begins to speak to your heart and you see everything differently. Sort of like you rise above it all and you can look down and see that this was all made in love and that it's all here for for us to be filled with wonder and awe and thanksgiving. To remember what the Apostle James says about every good and perfect gift being coming to us from the Father of lights, in whom there is no change due to shadow and turning. In other words, we receive all the good and beauty and wonder of our lives as a gift, and we're thankful for it. We don't have to work very hard on those days to keep moving, do we? We just kind of soar, and so we even lose track of the time. We get so wrapped up and so lost in the soaring that it doesn't occur to us that a day just passed. Where did it go? It flew. I always see those, at least I'm learning to see those experiences as maybe little glimpses of eternity that are granted to us. To what it means to be in the near presence of God, to share the joy of God. God is joy. The joyful one, the most joyful being in the universe. That's what Dallas Willard says. So there will be times when we are given the gift of mounting up with wings like eagles, but that's not the ordinary day, is it? Most days are more about doing what we have to do, more like running than flying. They shall run and not be weary. You ever feel like you're just running all day? You get to the end of the day and you just sort of collapse in exhaustion. Most days are more like that, aren't they? It's more, instead of time flying, it's more like day by day by day by day by day, as the song says. Doing our jobs. Raising our kids. It's like that at the church, actually. It's like that here in the life of the meeting. There are people who week after week teach Sunday school, people who are in charge of the building and the grounds, who do what they're here to do with very little fanfare and maybe not as much appreciation as they deserve, but they do their duty. Our musicians, week after week, they prepare and they come and lead us in worship. The people who work week after week with the kids, our storytellers. We run day by day, don't we, for the most part. It's a matter of people sort of just keeping on, keeping on. It's very important to remember that it is those who wait upon the Lord who renew their strength and then can run and not grow weary. I've probably said this countless times, but C.S. Lewis is one of my favorites, and he said something to the effect that to be loved is the soul's food. Don't skip breakfast. How do you start the day? Do you spend some time just letting yourself, in the presence of God, be loved? And that is something, my friends, that is not just going to happen by accident. It is an intentional thing that one must do. One must make a commitment to it. And what better way to think about prayer than simply being the time when we get fed by the love of God? Find some scripture passages which say that to you, or read a favorite writer, or recall something or an experience that reminded you of the deep, unfathomable love of God, and let it once again sink in. One of the things I have to do every day is sort of mentally write a letter of resignation that I'm not God. Here it is, God. It's your universe. These are your people, not mine. I've been a minister for 27 years, and I've never changed anybody. I've seen people change, but it wasn't me that did the changing. So we very simply remember that we're not God and that there is an unfathomable God who loves us beyond our wildest imagination, and our part is to drink it up. That gives us something to offer everybody else. If you're planning on changing this world on your own power, good luck. If you want to join in with the kingdom of God, that's another matter. Look where God's at work and join in. That's how we run and not grow weary. All of us, sooner or later, will come to days when we can no longer run. We have those days when it feels like we're just breathing in and out, just putting one foot in front of the other and trying to move forward. We all have those kind of days. Whether it be a time of loss or a time of enormous disappointment in something or someone, when the unexpected bad thing happens to good people, the loss of a loved one, or perhaps a serious illness of our own. Time isn't flying, and time isn't going day by day by day. It's more like 1 minute at a time, one little step at a time. Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength, and they shall walk and not faint. Life is really sort of like a marathon, isn't it? It's more a marathon than a sprint. I was just reading this week, perhaps you remember it in the news a little less than a year ago, in a half marathon, a 13-mile race in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, and it was called the Love Run. And a young woman named Haley Klinger, was running her first half marathon. She had trained and was all excited about the first race. And over the course of this 13-mile race, she did really well for the first 11 miles. And then began to feel kind of lightheaded and feel herself growing kind of weak. And she just had to stop and kind of went down on her knees and was determined to keep running. So she got up and tried to trudge on a little further, and once again, she sort of hit the wall, stopped. About that time, three regular guys, Joe, Keith, and Brian were their names, came upon her, and two of them came up on either side and picked her up and took hold of one of her arms, put her arms over their shoulders and walked her along for a ways, and she seemed to feel better and get a little adrenaline and said she could go on, so she did. And then when she got to about the last 100 yards of the race, again, her knees buckled and she could not run. So the third of these people turned around, scooped her up, and carried her to within 5 feet of the finish line. At that point, she had recovered enough to take those last 5 steps on her own feet and complete the race. That's a parable of life, isn't it? It is a love run indeed. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. And yes, they will walk and not faint. Amen.